Yeah, they're I mean, those things are so beat up. One of them, in order to program it, the screw that the programming cable screws into, it's kind of like a kingsert. One of those things was just completely missing, so I have to hold the connector onto the side of the radio while I read it, and then hold that, programming cable into the side of the radio while I program it. And it worked, so yeah, I mean, I guess you don't need the skin on that particular one, but I think that one was missing the push-to-talk button. So it's like, well, if we're going to replace some of the skins on these, we might as well just go all out. So, well, very good. Yeah, so I'm pretty happy. I'm pretty happy with the progress that I made. I got them all programmed. The one works. So it doesn't have, like, the big push-to-talk button, but you can see where that push-to-talk button pushes on, like, the side on the board, and you can just manually push that button. So that's how I know it works, is I was using that method, to talk on it. So it didn't have the big button, but I could see, what I needed to push to make it work. And it worked fine. I had a decent little QSO with Brian. I forget his call sign right now. BPD, WAVPD, I think it is. But yeah, so it went well. I think Tim chimed in there too, and yeah, it was working great. And I want to say it was receiving better than my other radio. So. Yeah, pretty cool.